Ladies and gentlemen, here's your chance to see three of the greatest entertainers direct from Hollywood. And commencing July the 30th at the Cunard International Hotel, Hammersmith. Introducing Buddy Greco.
That's right, I'll be at the Cunard International Hotel. And come and join me, I'll be doing That's Why the Lady. That's Why, a little bit of that and some new songs too.
Also appearing will be the tantalizing Teresa Brewer. And now, a very special guest star, George Burns. George, where are you?
Book now to enjoy four-course dining and cabaret, all from £5.50 at the Cunard International Hotel. Call 01-741-0989. That's 741-0989.
Independent Radio News at 3, this is Dickie Arbiter. A row is brewing over plans for British Steel to invest in a South African chrome plant. Left-wing Labour MPs, led by Mr. Neil Kinnock, plan to protest to the Industry Secretary Eric Varley, who gave the government go-ahead for the scheme. Here's Peter Murphy.
The left-wingers are not only annoyed that a nationalised industry is being allowed to invest in South Africa, but they're also worried that the British Steel Corporation could break economic sanctions imposed against Rhodesia by using Rhodesian ore in the plant. The Steel Corporation originally asked Mr. Tony Benn, when he was Industry Secretary, for permission to make the investment. He advised them to look elsewhere for supplies of ferrochrome, essential for making stainless steel. But when they reported back to the Department of Industry that there were no other sources, Mr. Varley had taken over, and he gave them permission to go ahead. But it's stressed by the department that the money to be invested is already in South Africa, frozen there by exchange controls. Peter Murphy, IRN.
Conservative frontbencher Sir Geoffrey Howell says the government must break free of the left if it's to guide the country through the economic crisis. He says that unless the government frees itself from the tyranny being imposed by a Marxist minority, the government cannot hope to achieve the moral authority to do the job. Meanwhile, Conservative leader Margaret Thatcher has been warning of the dangers of communism, saying East-West détente is a long way off.
There's a lot of fashionable nonsense talked about how we misunderstand communism, misrepresent communism, see communists under every bed. It seems as if an attempt is made to create an atmosphere where truth and common sense on these matters is actively discouraged. But I believe the people of this country understand better the truth of the matter than those who try to mislead them. We must work for a real relaxation of tension. But in our negotiations with the Eastern Bloc, we must not accept words or gestures as a substitute for genuine détente.
A policeman has been shot in an ambush in Northern Ireland. From Belfast, Brian Black.
The incident happened in Dungiven, not far from Derry, at midday. A group of perhaps four gunmen ambushed a police patrol, killing one constable and seriously wounding another. Apparently there was a brief exchange of shots before the gunmen escaped. Early reports from army and police at the scene suggest that at least one of the gunmen has taken refuge in the grounds of the local church. The area has been sealed off, and troops are reported to have taken up positions before moving in. Dungiven is a predominantly Republican town, a few miles from Derry, where there has been some IRA violence recently. Brian Black for Independent Radio News, Belfast.
The three Apollo astronauts are being kept under observation in hospital in Hawaii. They suffered lung and eye trouble when some equipment leaked poisonous fumes during re-entry. The astronauts' doctor, Dr. Jerry Hodinsky.
It is the potential for later inflammatory response in the lungs that we're concerned about, and that does not show in the first hours or days of exposure unless you've had an overwhelming dose, and we certainly have evidence that that didn't occur.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past three.
Thank you, Dickie Arbiter, and the weather for the capital area. Dry and sunny today and tomorrow. It'll be warm, 23 degrees centigrade. It'll be warmish tonight, 14 degrees centigrade. And the winds will be light and southwesterly. And welcome back to the second hour of Person to Person with me, Joan Shenton. I'm at Harold Wood Hospital in Essex. And I have now David Bowie for you, something called Fame. David Bowie there with Fame. And a little earlier you heard from Mrs. Catherine McGannon about how she'd unfortunately fallen out of the window as she was looking at some flower beds underneath and pointing out some of the pretty flowers down below. Well, I'm glad to say that when I met her, she was feeling much happier. And, in fact, she was so well that Harold Wood Hospital had arranged for her to go back to Cumberland, to the West Cumberland Hospital. Now, this meant quite a long journey, so I asked her how she was going to manage it.
Well, it's quite a performance. I have my friend coming with me as escort, and there's an ambulance going from this hospital to Euston Station, and they are going to see me onto the train, on which there's a reserve compartment for my escort and myself, and that's the end of their bit of work. Then we have the four-hour journey from Euston to Carlisle, and there will be another ambulance waiting to take me to the West Cumberland Hospital.
We're going to be talking to Catherine McGannon's companion on that journey a little later on. She's a good friend of hers called Edna. So, stand by, Edna, I'll be coming to you soon. But for the moment, I can see where I'm going.